This is Brendan Dillon, defenseman with the Winnipeg Jets. You're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
This show is brought to you by Esdaile Printing. For nearly 40 years, Esdaile has been your source for banners, decals, signs, and your company needs. Check them out at 207 DeBatt Street in Winnipeg or online at esdaileprinting.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Esdaile Printing or on Facebook.
And welcome back to the Front Row Podcast. I got my good friend Tyler on. Welcome back.
Thanks a lot. Always good to jump in and make an appearance. Always good to hear from you and love talking sports with you. So can't wait to get going here. Good to see you.
Yes. And Jets opening up their homestand against the Panthers Saturday.
That's an afternoon game, isn't it?
Yes, 3 o'clock.
I think I'd like to kick the show off by saying how thankful I am to witness the beginning of the NHL season. Nice to get some hockey back on TV. There's nothing wrong with baseball. There's nothing wrong with football. Any of those sports, but hockey is something that I do enjoy, and I know you do too. So good to see the Jets back, and lots of reasons to be happy. Watching them right now, but yes, the homestand begins, and they played yesterday against Calgary. But looking forward to seeing if they have the place sold out for the opener against Florida and Paul Maurice.
Yes, and Kevin Scanlon.
And who? Oh, Kevin Stenland. Stenland. Oh, he made the Panthers. Oh,
well, I'm not sure. I know he went down to Florida, but. I'm not sure.
I think Kulikov went back to Florida too. I'm pretty sure he signed in Florida. So,
okay.
Pretty sure. So we'll be honoring Dmitry Kulikov. Probably not.
We've probably done that when he went to whoever he left here to go to. But
I think he went to New Jersey, if I remember correct. But I did want to ask: are you going to the game
Saturday? No.
To the open.
Nope.
No, you're not going to the open.
No.
Okay.
Tuesday night against the Kings.
I think there will be a few bluebirds out that game for Pierre-Luc Dubois.
If he doesn't get, multiple game inspection.
Oh, what did he do?
Knee on knee.
What, tonight?
Last night.
Oh, against Colorado.
Yeah.
Oh, oops, you can't do that.
So, in person, you get one game, more than one game. If it's the phone call, you just get, one game. So depending on how they do, so.
Right.
And,
hopefully we see him in the lineup, because I think a lot of people will be out there ready to boo him that night.
Yes, and, We have all three players from LA.
We got a bad connection here.
Yeah, we have all three players from LA in the lineup. So, see how that works, and if he's going to be in the lineup or not.
Yeah. No. I guess. Well, I mean, we'll have Velarde. We'll have Kapari. And we'll have. Who's the other one that they got in the trade? So, but they should be doing okay.
Yes, and so how we play? Then we have the Golden Knights on the Thursday, the defending champions.
Yes, no, the Golden Knights will be a good one, of course, and then. It's always fun when Mark Stone and his team comes to town. I know a lot of people here, a lot of support, a lot of local flavor on Vegas, right? So it's always interesting to see how many young kids, especially, wear their Golden Knights jerseys to those games.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of Mark Stone, so.
Yeah, no, I know he's a big fan of yours as well, a friend of the show, so.
Yeah. And if he listens, he's one of the greatest out there.
Yes. Yeah, no, he definitely is. And I wonder if he does. Maybe he does. You never know.
Yeah. And like Don Cherry will say, he's a beauty.
He's a beauty. Yeah. Good Canadian kid. That kind of guy.
Yeah. And so what's your predictions for the Jets over the next three games?
Well, so over the next three games, and you said it was Florida, the Kings, and Vegas.
Yes.
Well, they're coming off a home loss, or they're coming off a loss in the opener to Calgary just the other night, right? So yeah. I could see them coming out real strong and winning that home opener against Florida. I could see that happening. The Kings are a pretty good team. They always seem to have the Jets' numbers, so I could see a loss against the Kings, maybe a tight one, maybe an overtime loss. And then I could see them coming out hard against Vegas to come out of this first four games, maybe 2-1-1. So that's what I would like to see.
I've seen, out of since the Jets returned, I've seen the Jets play the Kings four times. And all four times, the Jets beat the Kings. And I've seen them on Tuesday.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's every time I watch them play the Kings on TV, they lose. So I don't know.
So like,
I don't know. That's weird.
I've been in person all four times. The Jets beat the Kings. So, in person. But I can't say that with the New York Islanders because I'm like 0-4 or 0-5 against the Islanders. So.
Stay home and down, hey?
Yeah. Some reason they always.
That's for.
Right, so they always poop the bed when I go see the Islanders play, so.
That's pretty funny.
So.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to see some Jets hockey back here. I hope that we see some fans return to the seats and there's no worries about, I think ticket sales and stuff like that. I am really, really thinking that those, I don't know if you haven't mentioned it yet, but those contracts signed by Kyle Buck and Mark Scheifele in the last couple of days. So I guess it was on the weekend or whatever day it was. I think that is going to do wonders for this team and their direction. And it seems like they have a clear cut direction going now. They're go for it, at least with this core. I think that, whether they deserve a chance or they don't deserve a chance, I'm happy to see it. It's nice to see two guys that were drafted here in 2011 and 2012 each commit to the city for what looks like it could be both their entire careers.
Yeah, and good deals, I guess, with Scheifele and Hellebuck got a hometown discount, I guess.
Yeah, and I think the main thing, like the hometown discount, I think is a really good thing. But I think the main thing here is it really, I think I was reading an article on The Athletic the other day by Murat Ateş, talking about how when the deal was announced, there was a cheer that came from inside the Jets dressing room. So I think both of those players mean a lot to this team. I know Josh Morrissey, one of the only players to commit long-term of this group before those two. I guess Kyle Connor and Nick Ehlers did a few years ago, but I think Josh Morrissey's got to be thrilled that he's got those two guys to go into battle with and try and win a Stanley Cup with. I think Mark Scheifele spoke about it, saying how Steve Yzerman was one of his idols and how Steve Yzerman was able to play with Detroit for his entire career. So it's nice to hear. It was kind of the opposite of what I think we all thought. I think we all kind of thought that maybe those two players were going to walk in free agency or we'd trade them at the deadline. And then it'd be tough times ahead for Winnipeg, I think, without those two players, especially the goalie, especially Hellebuck. So I think this gives the team a clear direction and they're going to try and contend. I think it might be a little bit tough against teams like Dallas and Colorado, and even Minnesota's got a good team. So, but I think the Western Conference is kind of wide open, whereas the East is a little bit stronger. So I think Winnipeg at least has a chance to be a playoff team for, the foreseeable future with two guys like that leading the way. And I think that does does well for recruiting other players to come here, or convincing other players like Gabe Velarde or Alex Iafallo or those kind of players. It might convince them to stay, you know? So it's good. Nice to see.
Yes. And what do you think about hockey nicknames?
What do I think about hockey nicknames? Yeah. I give hockey nicknames to my kids all the time. I love them. I'm a big hockey nickname guy. So,
yes. I know like nicknames usually come off someone's last name or first name or initials, but there's a few exceptions where it's like Jamie McLennan. He got the nickname Noodles. And stuff like that. So, what's the weirdest nickname that you heard? That's not
the. Oh man, the weirdest nickname that I've heard. Well, I was reading an old hockey book the other day, and I can't remember the name of the guy, but his nickname was Dipsy Doodle Dandy, and I thought that was a really, really good nickname for a hockey player. I guess that was part of his name. I was trying to think of guys that I had played with, but one of my favorite nicknames was teammate that we played with that I played with was James Willis when he was Willy Wonka. I thought that was a really, really great, great hockey nickname. Off the top of my head, man, I don't know if I can come up with one. One of my favorites is obviously Cujo.
Yeah,
and I like how they call Nick Ehlers Flash. I like that.
Fly.
So that's I. Sorry, not Flash. Fly. I like that. That's a wicked nickname. So
yeah,
and Kyle Connor being KFC, I think that's another good one too. So there's a couple local ones for you. What about you? What do you think?
There's Bear, obviously from Morgan Barron, playing off his last name. And there's Bucky, and then there's KC, where KFC is some people is formed into KFC. And then there's Fly, and then there's J-Mo, and then there's
lots of good ones over the years. Yeah, what was Blake Wheeler's Twitter handle? What was he, like Biggie Funk, or what was he?
Biggie Funky or something like that?
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, that was kind of a weird one, but yeah, no, there's been lots of good ones over the years, especially here in Winnipeg, but yeah. Those are a couple that I can think of off the top of my head.
And then there's Ducky. Yeah. Then there's for Dale Hawchuk.
Yeah,
that's how he got the nickname. How he's got the nickname from Scar O'Neill.
Is that where that came from? Yeah.
Yeah, Scar O'Neill said, "I never seen anyone skate like a duck," and then it is formed into Ducky and.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't know that. That's pretty funny. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, so. And is this. And there's like, oh, Stevie Y, or there's like names like Big Buff.
Yeah.
And then there's Marty.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Wait, if your last name is Campbell, you'll get the name Soupy or
Soupy. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
So there's different names like Marty Berger, like Marty, this because short for Martin. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, if we go, there's Bogo.
Yeah, Bogo too. Yeah, lots of good hockey nicknames. I can't say I've played with too many guys, even myself over the years, that they didn't have a nickname, some sort of play on their last name. Like, I don't know. What would your hockey nickname be, do you think?
I have no idea.
Would it be Rosser? Rossi? What would it be? Roscoe, maybe?
I don't know.
I've never you've always just been Coach to me, so I don't know. I can't really.
I have a former teacher at JT. I helped him with volleyball. And he started calling me Doc.
Doc. Oh, that's a good one.
Because that's when initials are DR, right? So I was like,
yeah.
And never, he was the only one who called me that. The other people never got,
never did.
No, it never caught on with students or teachers kind of thing.
You know what? one of the ones that I got in high school was Big Rig. And that one was pretty much only my nickname while I played high school hockey. Nobody else really, if they never played high school with me or they didn't go to high school, nobody really knew that I was Big Rig. But that was Big Rig Briggs was my nickname in high school. So that was kind of an odd one, short-lived one.
Yeah, and then it's like there's Curdy, and there's Tregs.
Kurt Dog, yeah. Kurt Dog. Lots of good ones.
So.
Yeah.
That's only naming a few.
Yeah, only name a few for sure. No, that was good.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Nicknames are sometimes they stick, sometimes they short lived.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they don't like them either, right?
Yeah.
That's right. So, yep. No, for sure.
So I know you were number 5 in high school. And how did number 5 come about?
It's a good question. I think I was just picky. My lucky number is 13, but because I was a defenseman, I always thought 13 didn't really look good for a defenseman. So I just kind of wanted to pick a number that was a defenseman number. That was pretty much it. And when I was a kid and I played soccer, the first jersey number or first team I ever played for and first jersey number I ever had was number 5. So I ended up just going back to that. So that was the reason why five was usually my go-to number when I had the chance to pick. Although growing up, I don't think I wore number 5 until I was probably 15, maybe? I was 15, I bet. So, yeah, I didn't wear it for very long. But it definitely became my go-to number, for sure.
When I played soccer for 3 years, I got number 12.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and
12 is your number?
Yeah, this just gave it to me. And it happened in 03 years. I just happened to be number 12 all 3 years.
Nice.
Then I went and started helping with volleyball at Hedges. Yep. I got the players got because I was team manager, so the players got to pick first. Then I think it was between 4 and a different number, and it's like number 4 because for some reason I didn't like dial a number, so I was like, it's okay, number 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not a bad one.
Yeah.
Everybody right behind the number. I'm sorry, mine's not very good, but. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But 13 is my lucky number. That's my go-to, not necessarily for a jersey number, but it is my lucky number.
Then when I got to JT for volleyball, yep. they asked me what number I wanted. It's like number 12. And it was
12.
Yeah, it's like available. So I can just go back to my soccer. They both have... they both use balls in their sport.
Yeah.
So I was okay, number 12. Nah, yeah. Because it came out okay, number 12.
Nice. No, good pick.
And if I ever played hockey, it's 24.
24?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Just your number?
Yeah. It's 24.
Mm-hmm.
And, when I got a hockey jersey from JT, they went with the Minnesota North Stars jersey, style jersey, and Steve asked me what last name if I want to use my last name or in what number. He's like, oh, 24 my last name. He's like, oh, are you sure you don't want Donnie? He's like Donnie 24. He's like, I don't want to start that, okay? People call me Donnie 24.
For that's the last nickname you need.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, Club 3D Donnie 24.
I was like, I don't want to start that nickname. Okay,
give it to Steve's to call you Donnie 24. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, and his one his nickname is Juice. So,
and say, well, hey, that's a Justin nickname though. That's usually. What Justin's get nicknamed for whatever reason, Juice. So,
yeah. So, like, I just remember, he's like, Donnie, too far. Yeah, come on. It's like, no.
No. Sorry, pal. Sorry. Nice.
Yeah. And then, yeah, just put my last name on it, and then 24.
Nice. That's a good jersey, too. That was a really nice one that they had.
Yeah. And they switched it out to that, like, a couple years after you left, so.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were kind of that in-between team that wore a couple different jerseys as they were trying to rebrand or whatever it was that they were trying to do, so.
Because you wore two different jerseys, like the, they had the 99 style jersey from the Dallas Stars.
Like the Dallas Stars, yeah. Yeah. That was the jersey you wore for a long time.
Yeah, and then they rebranded to a generic jersey and.
Like, it was like a UND jersey, I think. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I feel like it, maybe I'm wrong, but. Yeah, no, it was a nice one, but the logo kind of stunk.
Yeah, it was just a JT with hockey stick.
Yeah, that's it. It was kind of like, yeah. still had the Piper on the shoulder, but
it's 70 yeah. Sam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of jerseys out there from high school to pro leagues are pretty nice.
You know what? I have a question for you to kind of keep it local here. The new Winnipeg Jets jersey. I don't know if you've been asked this on your podcast by any of your guests or if you've asked anybody else, but that was released a few weeks ago. I want to know what you think of that.
I think they was they calling it Flying to 48 or something like that. But
yeah, it's something like RCAF jersey. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people I talked to, they should have kept the RFC, like, their logo on there and had, like, the Jets logo on the shoulder or somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Like. And, like, I don't know. It's, like, it's a nice tribute to the 1948 gold medal team.
Yep.
But it's, like, I don't know. It's, like, I'm iffy about it, so.
Yeah.
I see.
Will you buy one?
Probably not.
No, eh? Hmm.
If I ever did one, it's probably a throwback from the 90s.
From the 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's fair.
Yeah. And what's your thoughts?
I loved it at first. I still kind of do. I've read enough negative about it that I kind of started to see. For me, started to see things about it that I didn't like, but I think I'm going to keep the opinion that I think it's a really classy look. I'm really surprised at the heat that it got, being such a cool tribute jersey. It's got the brown gloves that they're going to wear with it. I think it's a really cool retro-y look, you know?
I like the pads. I like the pads that LB and Bucky going to wear.
Yeah, like, see, like, I think they can really dress it up a little bit. And I think that it's a wonderful tribute to the RCAF Flyers that won gold in the 1940s, was it, maybe?
48.
I don't remember. But, yeah, it's a pretty cool jersey. I think it's great. I remember when the Moose came out with it, I loved the Moose version of it. And that was probably over 10 years, well, no, 15 years ago, I bet, probably like 2007.
I think they did one since then, too. Yeah, the original one, yeah.
They did a couple different versions of it, haven't they?
Yeah. And,
I think they have.
So, I don't know. So, once they people see
our logo on it, you know? Like, our logo is based on that logo, the Canadian Armed Forces logo. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it's great. I'm a big fan of it, actually. The colors are just a little bit weird, and I think that's what's got people going, whoa, what the heck? Like a baby blue jersey, but... Whatever. It just seems like anything Winnipeg does, the Jets fans, they seem to like. And then you read other people's opinions on it, like on the internet and stuff, and everybody else hates it. It's just like, okay, well, whatever. You guys don't like our city anyway, so leave our jersey alone.
Yeah, well, once people see it on ice, they probably change their opinion.
I actually noticed yesterday, the Boston Bruins, when they were playing Chicago, I noticed that they've got they were wearing a dark helmet with a white jersey. or it was like kind of like an off-white, and the helmet was brown.
Yeah, I think the throwback one, yeah.
That ever looked cool. Like, I like that. I think that looks way, the throwback stuff, I enjoy way more than the, when the teams try to come out with like new stuff, like when Dallas has like that neon green and like the black and stuff, like it's sharp, but I don't know. I'm kind of a sucker for a classic jersey and a classic logo. So
yeah,
a logo that you can draw. That's kind of what I like. If a kid can draw it, it's a good logo. That's kind of how I base my logos opinions anyway.
Yeah. And so I don't like Empton's Oilers Heritage Collect jersey.
That one was a little weird, hey?
It's off. Our the Jets logo, like Jets one, is way better. So yep. If you're gonna knock a jersey, knock Empton's.
Yes, exactly. And they lost 8-1 last night to Vancouver, so we can definitely knock them on this episode for sure.
Oh yeah. So
did you hear about his goalie? Did you hear Rick Tocchet said about Thatcher Demko?
No.
So they won, like Vancouver won 8-1 yesterday.
Yeah.
And they had to pull Demko, I think, in the third period because he was dehydrated and he didn't want to come out of the net. And he didn't want to come out. He was like, no, just let me play, because I guess he had the flu. Anyways, he ended up puking in his goalie mask in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
And there was just, and they, he tried to get the trainer to clean it up, and then coach was like, no, get out of the net. Stop it. Like, you need to rest. So they got him out of there and they put in whoever the backup is. I can't remember, but pretty funny story. Puked in his mask. That's gross.
Yeah. And, I don't know. That'd be barfing. I wouldn't be playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess it's tough. You're having a good game. As a goalie, I mean, goalies are a different breed anyway, but it's pretty tough to get pulled with however much time there was left in the third period there. You got puke in your mask and you're, I'm fine.
Yeah, imagine skating by that and smelling it.
Oh, imagine he had to sit in there and smell it himself.
Yeah.
He still got a stupid helmet on, poor guy.
Why? He's probably thinking, if I leave it here and the players won't be coming by me.
Yeah. He better get first star of the week when I see the NHL when they release the three stars of the week there. He better get first star for playing with puke in his mask.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. Hockey players are just, they're a different breed, man.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know who wants to sit there and, stand there and get a 100-plus mile per hour slap shot at him.
Yeah, no, definitely. I can't remember which goalie it was. It might have been Bruce Gallup. He was like, I think it was him. I can't remember. But he said, who's crazier? Goalies are defensemen. At least we have gear on. They dive in front of it with no gear. And I was like, yeah, they kind of do.
And I said, is he scared of bears in the woods?
Bears in the forest.
The forest.
That's right. The only thing I'm afraid of are bears in the forest.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. When he was playing with Minnesota, and I was at the game where fans were like, Ilya. And so when the puck goes to the other end of, like, when it goes into the Jets zone, then when people start chanting the name, he started waving his arms. For people, then like the whole arena start calling Ilya, like the whole like arena chanting his name.
Yeah.
And he's like, and the play's in the corner and he's still waving his arms up louder. Oh. I was like,
he's probably just loving it. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, I was like, oh, I was at that game too. I was like, I just sat there, I was like laughing because
just laughing. That's awesome. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And yeah, it's like those funny moments like that. It's like in hockey, it's like you just gotta laugh at that, like funniest moments in NHL.
Oh yeah, no, those are the best. You know, one of my favorites was, I think it happened after I played, but when we were playing high school hockey, I remember the crowds would they would all raise their arms and they would chant sip 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 sip, and the goalie would let in a goal. And it was, yeah, it was pretty brutal. Gutless. Keith Bodley Arena, all the Westwood fans are chanting, Civ, 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 at whatever poor goalie was in the net. It was probably Cam Sass.
And,
probably why Cam Sass is so mentally tough, friend of the show. So, yeah. Just want to give him a
yeah. And, when Nashville's fans, when the visiting team let him in the goal.
Yeah, what do they do? Can't remember.
And so they let them, like, and then they chant the, like, goalie's name. And then he's like, it's all your fault. It's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
I was like, man, like, it's creative, but I was like, I hate it because, like.
It's all your fault. Awesome. Or New Jersey, when they would score, and they would go, da-na-na-na. Hey, you suck. That one was good. I like that one. Especially when it was against the Rangers in the playoffs in 2012. That was good.
Yeah. And then, what do you think about individual player goal songs?
Individual player goal songs?
Yes.
Are the Jets doing it again this year?
I'm
assuming. Because they did a lot.
Yeah, I'm assuming so, yeah.
I don't know. I like a goal song. I liked when they had Hell Yeah by Rev Theory. I loved that goal song. I don't know. I think it's cool, but I just miss the traditional goal song. It's like Song 2 by Blur, you know, woo-hoo, right? Like, it's just nice to hear the arena pop with the same song all season long.
Why, they play the goal song, and then they play the player's goal song.
Oh, and they play it after?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure I knew that. That's fine. If they want to do both, then yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And for that.
Yeah. And there's only a few minutes left here. So what's your goal song if you have to pick one?
If I have to pick one,
yeah,
just because my kids are loving it right now, Dane's loving it especially, is Money City Maniacs by Sloan.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be mine right now, just because of how much the kids love it. Yeah, what about you?
That's the thing, I go probably with Nickelback, Burning It to the Ground.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I mean, I don't get that on record of me saying Nickelback was a good one. Okay, don't do that. I don't need.
It's on.
I don't need people. Is this episode over?
No. Okay. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I didn't even ask what episode is this. That's awesome. I'm glad to be a part of it.
It's Jaeger.
Okay, nice. 68. Beauty. Wait for 6.
What is it? What's his name from The Goon?
Yeah, 69. It's hilarious. Listen to it.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for coming on. Drive safely.
Yeah, thanks for having me, pal.
Yeah.
Stay classy.
You stay classy.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.